Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Tehran fired hundreds of missiles and drones towards Israel, saying the attack was retaliation for Israel's strike on its consulate in Damascus 2 weeks ago. Well, Israeli leaders are assessing their options. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has convened the Israeli War Cabinet for the second day, and military officials say Israel will respond when it sees fit. Well, Iran says its attack on Israel was a legitimate action under the UN Charter in response to the strike on its consulate in Damascus 2 weeks ago. Foreign Ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani made the comment at his weekly news briefing and urged Western nations to appreciate Iran's restraint. Now, Palestinian doctors have discovered another mass grave in the courtyard of Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. 9 bodies believed to be of hospital patients have been found so far. Doctors say they witnessed the killings. It's one of several mass graves discovered on the hospital grounds in the last few days. Nearly 400 bodies have been recovered since Israeli forces ended a 2-week raid in the hospital on the 1st of April. And a second mass grave was discovered on Monday in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. The bodies of 20 Palestinians were found buried in sand. Locals say Israeli forces executed them during an incursion in the area 4 months ago. 2 Palestinians have been killed in the village of Kirbat al-Tawil near Nablus in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Wafa news agency is reporting they were shot by Israeli settlers. The flare-up in violence follows the disappearance of a 14-year-old settler whose body was found on Saturday. Jury selection has begun in Donald Trump's so-called hush money trial. The first day of proceedings have now concluded in New York. Well, Trump is the first former U.S. president to stand trial on criminal charges. It is the first of 4 criminal trials he's facing as he campaigns to return to the White House. He's accused of disguising payments made to an adult film star to hide an extramarital affair. He denies the 34 charges against him.
On the Inside Story podcast, will Israel respond to Iran's attack? If so, how? The US is urging Israel not to react, but Israel says it's weighing its options. What does it all mean for an already volatile region? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.